stress is abundant during the COVID-19 pandemic. Job loss, health fears, time spent away from loved ones piles up. And that stress takes a toll on the body. For some, the effects are more visible. As Dana Vollmer reports, some are losing hair over it.
Hairstylist Stephanie Russell recalls a client who recently developed bald spots he didn't have before. He noticed his hairline creeping further back on his forehead, and the skin on his scalp was glistening with oil.
It isn't the only one I've seen. Actually, I had a client have me cut more bangs because she was losing hair at her temples.
Russell works at Studio B in Peoria. She says, yes, hair loss is sometimes related to aging, but more often, she says, clients attribute it to stress.
Stress is the main factor for most of it. Medications can do it if you're on a medication. Surgeries and being under anesthesia once or even multiple times, the more you're under anesthesia, the more hair loss you experience. So it's a lot of factors.
In a July survey of more than 1,500 COVID-19 survivors, more than 400 of them reported unusual hair loss. Experts say that could be due to an inflammatory response caused by the virus, but it likely has more to do with the psychological toll of fighting it off. Sherry Strandberg owns Strand Studio in Bloomington. She says she hasn't had any clients attribute thinning hair or bald spots specifically to the COVID-19 virus or the pandemic in general. But
I am seeing a lot of hair loss from clients usually after trauma, and I believe it's a different syndrome. And it usually, I believe, occurs 6 months after a possible traumatic event. You can have some pretty serious hair loss, but usually it returns. It's usually not permanent.
Strandberg says you hear a lot about what clients are dealing with and the time it takes to cut and color their hair, and what she's heard is a lot of anxiety and uncertainty.
It's an every 30 to 45 minute experience with every new person that walks in or regular. It's interesting to hear the perspectives from obviously frustrated parents, especially parents who have children who have IEPs and they're not getting their needs met, from people who have elderly parents living in assisted or beyond assisted care where they're not allowed to receive visitors.
Hair loss is just one of the physical manifestations of stress, and a relatively mild one at that. Elizabeth Johnston is a behavioral health specialist with OSF Healthcare in Bloomington. She says stress and anxiety serves a purpose, to keep us alive and alert.
When it feels like you are in danger, what happens is that its job is not just to alert you to the danger, but it's really to push you to solve it. And up to a certain point, anxiety is really, it is helpful and it is functional, right? But once it gets excessive, once it becomes debilitating, is when we start having problems.
Johnston says when the body produces excess adrenaline and a stress hormone called cortisol, it disrupts every system in the body.
The symptoms that people are really most familiar with are things like tension and pain in the chest or the stomach, kind of restlessness, like the legs shaking, in severe cases, panic attacks. But, you know, even before that, you'll see like a heart, you know, kind of racing heart rate, your breathing changes. So sometimes we hyperventilate, sometimes we end up holding our breath. It comes out trembling, sweating, physical fatigue. People feel weak and dizzy.
She says it also causes insomnia, diarrhea, and a host of other issues. The key is to learn how to disrupt that cycle. Johnston says it's helpful to ask yourself, when did these symptoms start and what was going on at the time? Was anything different? Then get creative about putting those pieces back in. Go for a walk around the neighborhood rather than going to the gym, or have a virtual dinner with friends if you can't be together in person. Taking good care of your body physically is also important. Kieran Evans owns Integrated Wellness in Peoria. Evans is a certified nurse practitioner who focuses on holistic medicine. She says she's definitely seen the new onset or worsening condition of stress-related conditions in patients. She says meditation and yoga can help, in addition to a good sleep regimen and eating better.
A lot of lifestyle, dietary stuff, cutting out the caffeine, cleaning up their diet, eating more protein and fat, drinking more water, cutting out all the sugar and the caffeine, because that's feeding into the body's anxiety response.
For the most part, she says, the symptoms ease along with stress and anxiety. Reporting with Olivia Streeter, I'm Dina Vollmer.